This year's Oscar nominees for Best Picture is a list of 10 films. 5 of them were adapted from books. For instance, American Fiction is based on Erasure, the 2001 novel by Percival Everett. In the movie, Jeffrey Wright plays a struggling novelist, and in the scene with his sister, played by Tracy Ellis Ross, he wonders about his worth.
All what you do is important. Meanwhile, all I do is invent little people in my head and then make them have imaginary conversations with each other.
Books change people's lives.
Has something I've written ever changed your life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My dining room table was wobbly as hell.
Oh my God.
Before your last book came out, it was like perfect.
Nice sequence. Now, of course, we know it doesn't take much cocktail party expertise to know you're supposed to say in polite society, read the book, it's better. But is it? Our regular book commentator, Tracy Thomas, has thoughts. She's here. She has read and watched the two different versions in question, and she joins us now. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm well. Okay, so you first read the book Erasure and then watched the screen version American Fiction. First, give us the essential plot, the story.
Okay, so the plot of American Fiction and Erasure is that Thelonious Monk Ellison is a Black writer and academic. He is struggling to get his books to kind of become popular books. And there is another book that comes out that is by a Black woman that is sort of a satirical take on the novel Push by Sapphire that really engages with a lot of stereotypes around Black people and their experience. Mm-hmm. Monk gets upset about this. He decides he's going to write a joke novel in response that, of course, takes off and becomes a smashing success. So that's sort of the premise of the book. There's a lot of family stuff also in both the book and the movie, but the sort of central plot revolves around that.
Right, and suddenly this joke that he flings out there in anger, right, at the industry, suddenly they want this book full of stereotypes. Now, Tracy, did you fret about seeing the film? You know what people talk about. Oh, I'm worried it's going to oversimplify. It's going to undercut. It's going to lowest common denominator the book.
You know, so in this case, the book Erasure is actually the book club pick for my podcast, The Stacks, this month. So I read the book thinking about, we're going to talk about the book, but I, of course, wanted to see the movie. And so I saw the movie the day after I finished the book.
Oh.
And for me, the book is fantastic. And the movie is really good, but the book is a cut above. And I don't always feel that way. I actually think that sometimes the adaptation is better. But in this case, Percival Everett is one of our great living novelists. He's written, I think, 29 books. He's got a new one coming out later this year. He's prolific. He's smart. He's so biting, so creative. And I think what he's able to do with the novel Erasure, it just isn't quite there with the movie. However, if you've never read the book, the movie is very good.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. But in this, in other cases, you have found you actually like the movie better. So we have your permission, Tracy, to sometimes say, you know what? The movie's better.
I think the movie is better a lot of times, actually. I think what makes for a very good adaptation is sort of a mediocre book. I think if you start with a great book, if you start with Beloved, it's hard. But if you start with sort of a mediocre book, there's a lot of room to get creative. There's a lot of room to sort of change the things that don't work with the book, to flesh out characters. Also, if you start with maybe a more mediocre book, it might not be as popular. And so people don't already have preconceived notions going in.
Yeah, yeah. So in your case with Erasure and then seeing the film of American Fiction over 2 days, did reading first change how you saw the movie? Obviously, you knew the story so well.
Yeah, I think reading first is fun and nice, but I personally prefer seeing the thing first. I think that's a better experience because the only thing that gets spoiled when you see the movie or the TV show first is the plot. But you can still really enjoy the writing of a book when you do it second. Whereas if you read the book first, you're getting this beautiful writing. You're sort of getting to create the world for yourself. You're usually getting a lot more detail. And then you go to see the movie and the movie, you already know the plot and you're not getting all that other stuff. And so sometimes I think it can be disappointing to read the book first. I know that's a real unpopular opinion, but that's my personal take.
It's fascinating. All right, so we've been talking about Erasure, which is a novel written by Percival Everett that became a movie. Let's talk now about a nonfiction title that got adapted, Killers of the Flower Moon. A lot of us have heard about this, by David Grann. The book came out in 2017, became a film with the same name. Both are set in early 20th century Oklahoma, when members of the Osage Nation were murdered for their oil wealth. Let's talk about the movie first, because that's what you saw first. Yeah? Your reaction?
I did. I saw the movie first. Okay. I know I just said that sometimes the movie is better than the book, but in this case, not true.
Not.
The book is so good. And I saw, similarly to American Fiction, I saw the movie on Thursday night. Friday morning, I picked up the book. I was like, I have to read the book. I have to see what happened here. The book is spectacular. The movie, to me, very mediocre.
Interesting. So that must have really hit you then, when you went back to read the book afterward, and you're like, okay, the movie's at a certain bar in your view, but the book just...
So when I saw the movie, I knew that I wasn't liking it as I was watching it. And I also knew that the book was great. I actually bought it as a gift for my husband in 2018. He read it and I just never got around to it. And it was up for a National Book Award. So I knew it was, you know, a beloved book. And I just said, I have to see what's going on in the book, because why does everybody love this book so much if this is the movie?
Yeah.
I found the movie to be too long, and also... It wasn't as exciting. The book is really exciting.
With nonfiction, of course, and we're talking about a nonfiction book, it is important or essential, perhaps, to be faithful to history, faithful to the facts. But when it becomes a film, is there still some space for a filmmaker to think about, you know, how to show the story?
I think so. I think there's room in nonfiction to adapt and change things and to, you know, maybe bring two characters into one to simplify for the audience. I think that that's okay. And I think that happens a lot. This is not a spoiler at all, but one example is that the brother of Leonardo DiCaprio's character in the book is named Byron. And in the movie, his name is Brian. And they have a joke about someone misunderstanding his name. So that I had to go back and look at it again, because I thought, that's so weird that they would change this by one letter. But there are little things like that that are changes from the book or the movie. And that doesn't really bother me. I think as long as the heart of the story is true and no major facts are changed, I think you can kind of get away with a few flubs to make it easier for your audience.
You know, as I hear you talking about this, Tracy, you know, I, like so many people, have limited time to consume any kind of media. And I feel like I'm kind of a one or the other. You know, I'm going to either do the book or I'm going to do the film. I imagine a lot of us might be like that.
I think so. I personally, if I've read the book, I'm more likely to see the thing. But if I see the thing, I don't always go back and read the book. It just depends on how good the thing is or how bad it is. in the case of Killers of the Flower Moon. But for the most part, I think if I see the movie first, I'm less inclined to go back and read the book.
Yeah. All right. Finally, Tracy, do you have a favorite book to film adaptation?
Yes. So the one that I always tell people is Black Klansman, which was adapted by Spike Lee a few years back. That one, the book is sort of just okay. And Spike Lee really gets imaginative and creative, and he brings the story to life. He really fleshes out the characters. It's fun. It has that high speed, high paced kind of thriller, drama, cop movie, whereas the book was a little slower and sort of more internal. And the movie really, like, is what I wanted when I read the book.
Yeah. We have been talking book-to-film adaptations with Tracy Thomas. She's host and creator of The Snacks and, of course, a regular on our show. Tracy, thanks as always.
Thank you.